We had a break-in. We've had two or three break-ins at the petrol station because we managed to get that building with toilets, and that's what we used then as a shop. It was a keeper's kitchen while the Feeburn Hotel had it, only in the summer. But we got the use of it then for toilets, because when customers ask for a toilet, we usually just say, bushes, just find a bush, go over. Because what else could you do? There was no toilets. But eventually, because of that, Trust House 40 then let us use this building, this keeper kitchen. And it's a bit rough, but it did the job. So we had a few break-ins. The first one was rammed, the door was rammed. Then we got an alarm system in, and the second one was they managed to cut off the alarm system and get in again. So it was quite a lot of damage. You had to pay for that. You never get back what cigarettes were stolen, and you never got that back.
And of course, being a lock-up, you wouldn't be able to insure it.
No. Yes, there was a certain amount of insurance, but you never got what you lost. Never, ever got what you lost back. But there was one time, my husband had gone and opened up the filling station, and I got up later and I went to the shop, and there was a chappie that worked in the Little Chef. And while I was at the post office end of the shop, he came in and he says to me, "Were you interfered with last night?" And I looked at him and I says, "No," said. "If I was, I didn't know anything about it." "Oh," he said, "the Little Chef was broken into, but we were safe. They hadn't touched the filling station, it was the Little Chef." Mm. So poor Angus, that was quite embarrassing for him.